What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Here we are, Monday morning, November 21st, Thanksgiving week's upon us. Thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. Still in New York today. Cold. Wow. What a cold time, but it's been incredible. We had such an amazing week this weekend. You can go back and check it out. Today we're talking about answered prayer. Isaiah 55 verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord." God may choose to move in unique ways and use circumstances that we wouldn't choose to use. When he came to bring his Savior to earth, he chose to use a virgin. That's not how we would have chosen to enact a plan to save the world, right? But we value wealth and palaces, so that's what we would probably be thinking. He chose a trough and a stable. We might have chosen a sword, but he chose a cross. When you pray, God absolutely answers you. Although the answer doesn't always come in the package that you think. For those of us that are control freaks, it's so difficult to watch God moving without our input because we want to figure everything out. Instead, we're forced to trust. And so, if we're looking for signs of awakening, if we're looking for answers to our prayers, we may need to drop our predispositions and our preassumptions on how we expect God to act so we can see how he actually is moving. This is the hour to draw close to God. You know, I think that promises are interesting because we all have them, right? And even if you're here this morning and you're like, well, I don't really feel like there's promises I'm believing for, open the Bible. You have them, right? I think there's well over 80 promises, hundreds, in the Word of God for your life. And it's interesting because, you know, faith is a lot to do with prayers being answered and believed on. And there is a realm of prayer that will be answered immediately, right? There's a realm of answer that you experience frequently. And there's a place of trust. And a lot of people have a hard time trusting when it comes to answered prayer. And like the text said this morning, where is it coming from? If you are asking God for something and you're determined to control where it comes from, how it happens, it may not happen like you thought. And on the other hand, it might. But I know this, when you think you have 11 ways for a prayer to be answered, God will come up with the 12th. I'll tell you that. When you feel like there's, you know, certain amount of things or ways God's going to move, he's going to open up another door because he's going to come in ways that you can't see. And in many times, avenues that you didn't expect. When people, I remember years ago, Dr. Brian Simmons would prophesy in New England and say, you know, God's raising up a 17-year-old. And he would describe me. He would say he has bald head, tattoos, you know, kind of rough. I mean, he would just say, look, it's you've been asking God for awakening and revival for years. And one of the answers is God's raising up this teenager from the projects. I'll tell you, a lot of people had a hard time when I showed up to that church. And by no means do I think I'm the answer to revival. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying God will use people, the unlikely ones. The Bible says that God chooses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. God will choose and use whoever he wants to because it's not about ability, it's about availability. And when you are here this morning or on this day, whenever you're listening to this, there are answered prayers that you're believing for. There's promises, should I say, that have not been answered yet. Maybe you're believing for a spouse. Maybe you're believing for a better job. Maybe you're believing for a miracle in your body, right? We can't grow weary in doing well. God is going to move on our behalfs, but it might be in a different way. You know how many people I know, they're sick in their body and they're waiting to get to some healing evangelist meeting? It's like, man, lay hands on yourself. Curse your sickness. Curse what's going on in your body. Let's believe God that he paid for this on the cross, right? He sent his word and healed their disease. And so we stand on the word today. You might have to lay hands on your own self. Right? And so we've been grained as a culture for other people to answer a prayer or coming from an expected avenue because God uses all these things, but it may not. And so we have to be alert and aware and really walking in a place where we're believing for these things that are going to happen and we don't grow weary in the well-doing of them, right? So you know, whatever God's called you to do, just do that with all your heart. I see people, you know, I remember going to Africa and seeing thousands of churches. Some of these churches are 10 people. Some of them are 20 people. Those are churches. You don't trash the pastor and say you don't have a big congregation. No, I mean, these people know that they're not going to despise the day of small beginnings. And they're not going to grow weary in well-doing. And so today, that's the word of the Lord for you, right? Don't despise the day of small beginnings. And don't grow weary in doing well. Because when you're faithful, God will move. He will answer. It may not be where you want it to be. It might not be on the scale you want it to be at yet. But the truth is, trust makes a difference. Sarah, the Bible says, when she considered God faithful, she bore a son. A lot of promises are unlocked or locked by you considering God faithful. So today, Father, we just consider you faithful. We just declare that you're true. We just are reminded that you are a faithful God. In whatever you said you will do, you will do. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Join us tomorrow. We've been rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.